Hey everybody, Taylor Reed here and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. Ever feel like life's a giant obstacle course where every other step is guaranteed to send you tumbling face first into a pile of, well, let's just say it's not confetti. Yeah, failure happens to all of us, sometimes daily, sometimes spectacularly. But here's the thing. Those stumbles, they don't have to define you. In fact, they can be your greatest teachers. Today, we're diving deep into how to turn those failures into fuel for growth, turning defeat into a stepping stone towards something epic. Now, let's get real. No one likes feeling like they messed up. That sting of disappointment, the nagging voice of self-doubt, it can be seriously debilitating. But what if I told you that feeling? That's actually your inner compass guiding you towards a better path. It's like that old saying, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger, except instead of just surviving, we learn to thrive through those tough lessons. So how do we do it? How do we turn failure from our frenemy into a powerful ally? Well, let's break it down into 5 key takeaways. First off, reframe your perspective. Think about it, every single person who's achieved something amazing, you know, the Elon Musks, the Oprah Winfreys, even your friendly neighborhood superhero, they all had epic fails along the way. The difference is how they dealt with the setbacks. They didn't let them break them, they learned from them. So, when you stumble, ask yourself, what can I learn from this, not, why did this happen to me? It's a simple shift in thinking, but trust me, it makes all the difference. Second, break down that big, scary failure into smaller pieces. You know that feeling when you're staring at a mountain of work and it seems insurmountable? Yeah, failure can feel like that. So, instead of focusing on the entire colossal mess, break it down into manageable chunks. Tackle one piece at a time, celebrate those small victories, and before you know it, you'll have climbed that mountain. Third, don't be afraid to ask for help. This is huge. We all have blind spots, and sometimes we need an outside perspective to see the bigger picture. Don't let your ego get in the way. Reach out to a mentor, a friend, even a random stranger who might have some wisdom to share. You'd be surprised how many people are willing to lend a hand, especially when you're being honest about your struggles. Fourth, practice self-compassion. This is where it gets real, folks. Be kind to yourself. Seriously. When you screw up, treat yourself with the same understanding and support that you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. Because guess what? You deserve it. Finally, learn to laugh at yourself. I know, it's hard to find humor in a situation where you feel like you've messed up big time. But trust me, laughter is seriously powerful stuff. It can diffuse tension, lighten the mood, and remind you that you're not alone in this journey. So, next time you trip and fall, try to see the funny side of it. You might even surprise yourself with your own resilience. Let me tell you a quick story about this whole thing. Remember that time I tried to bake a cake for my niece's birthday? Yeah, well, let's just say it resembled a volcanic eruption more than a delicious dessert. The batter overflowed the pan, the frosting was lumpy, and the whole thing looked like something out of a horror movie. But you know what? We all laughed about it, I learned from my mistakes and maybe invested in some better baking tools, and my niece still had an amazing day. It wasn't the picture-perfect cake I had envisioned, but it was a memory we'll all cherish. So remember, folks, failure isn't the opposite of success, it's part of the journey. It's the messy, unpredictable, sometimes hilarious chapter that ultimately leads to growth and resilience. Embrace those stumbles, learn from them, laugh at yourself, and keep moving forward. You got this. Now here's what I want you to do. Take a few minutes today to reflect on a recent setback. What can you learn from it? How can you turn it into an opportunity for growth? Share your thoughts with me on social media using the hashtag #MentalFortitudeDaily. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Until tomorrow, keep that mental fortitude strong and remember, you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.